You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Gaslighting, the act of psychologically manipulating someone in order to make them question their sanity. It's a term that became popular in the turn of the century, when Sigmund Freud's theories were captivating the masses. But Freud didn't coin the term. That honor goes to the 1938 Victorian play, Gaslight. Western Michigan University Theater will stage the play tonight. It's about a woman named Bella Manningham, who suspects her husband, Jack, is up to something. To keep her under his thumb, Jack convinces Bella she's going mad.
Tell me what it is. Tell me.
Are you trying to make a fool of me, Bella? What I refer to is on the wall, there, and if you will put it back in its proper place, I will say no more about it.
What? Oh, yes. The picture. The picture has been taken down. Who has taken it down? Why has it been taken down?
Yes, why has it been taken down? Why indeed? You alone can answer that, Bella.
David Alan George is guest directing the play. He's the theater coordinator at Salem State University in Massachusetts. George went to grad school with former WMU theater director D. Terry Williams and has lived in Massachusetts since he founded the theater department there almost 40 years ago. Though the set is decorated with Victorian-style antiques, George says he's taken Gaslight beyond the realm of a period play.
This is much more brutal. I have become much more realistic in style and treatment of characters. A lot more innuendo and a great more subtext. I've gone deeper, and I think that the audience will be more inclined to not look at it as an antique museum piece, but something that's happening today.
And George says this kind of abuse is happening today. Some of his family members have had personal experience with it.
The only difference now for me is that you're not wearing a corset and you're not trying to practice Victorian style elements so people don't see. It's now a question of they don't see because you keep it right in your house. What's happening behind their closed doors? Why are those people so peculiar? Why is that poor woman keeping her head down all the time? Why won't my neighbor man talk to me? Things like that. And I think it's just a question now for me particularly of going, well, it's not old, it's new again, and it's still ugly.
My name is Sarah Rice, and I am playing Bella Manningham. As Bella, I think that my husband very much loves me, and I very much love him. I genuinely believe that I am making mistakes and that I need to be sorry for them. And I think that the relationship as a whole is hanging on by a few threads, but it is still salvageable. For Bella, she sees all that happiness she once had as something she can still regain, and that's why she holds on, even though Jack is so unkind to her.
I have to ask, is it a real corset?
It is a real corset, yes. And it is actually fit to the exact time period by the decade. Our costumers are incredible. That's one thing. People need to come just to see my costume.
Fortunately, Bella has a few people on her side, including a detective named Ruff, who becomes interested in Bella's situation when she and Jack move into a home where a brutal murder took place 15 years ago. Unlike some versions of the play, the music in WMU's Gaslight, composed by Salem State's Ryan Blaney, is exceptionally creepy. And regular theatergoers might notice a change in the ending.
I hope that it surprises and really frustrates them, because that's where I'd like to leave them. Do we really have an answer at the end of this play, or are we going to continue to see this go on?
Gaslight opens tonight at 7:30 and runs through February 15th at WMU's Shaw Theater. For links to more showtimes, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.